University of Utah staff member Paul Ricketts will discuss the problems we've created with light pollution and how we can fix them. Light pollution, he says, isn't only a problem to seeing stars at night.
If they're not shielded properly, all that light that's basically just going up into the sky is coming right back to us. And that's basically why you can't see the Milky Way from Salt Lake City, because there's so much light being reflected back to us. It's like a big spotlight in your face. And so it causes actually a lot more problems than just in astronomy.
Light pollution, he says, can also cause problems for wildlife.
If they're not shielded properly, all that light that's basically just going up into the sky is coming right back to us. And that's basically why you can't see the Milky Way from Salt Lake City, because there's so much light being reflected back to us. It's like a big spotlight in your face. And so it causes actually a lot more problems than just in astronomy.
And too much light at night, he says, can cause problems for humans as well.
Humans actually need a fair amount of darkness in order for their body to start making melatonin. And melatonin is one of the chemicals your body releases to help you fall asleep and get to that really deep sleep. And if you don't have that, a lot of times you won't get that deep sleep, and so you wake up not feeling refreshed and everything. So it's a problem for that, too.
Cities, he says, can waste millions of dollars every year by keeping lights lit that really aren't needed for safety. And while lights are needed for safety reasons, he says there are some simple solutions to improve our night skies.
It just comes down to properly shielding your lights. You know, if you have a light fixture outside your house or just on the street lamp, and it's putting the light exactly where you need it instead of, like, spreading it out into the sky, you actually use less light putting it right where you need to, shielding it the proper way. In some cases, it's actually safer to do that, because when you're looking outside your window and you have a light in your yard and that light is like facing into you, it actually decreases the amount of area behind that light that you can see. So if you're trying to like look for somebody that might be outside of your yard, it's actually a whole lot harder than if you had a properly shielded light. When you're driving down the road, if you have properly shielded street lamps, then there's not as much glare in your face, so you can actually see further and see into the darker areas of the roads and the sidewalks, and so it's actually a lot safer for pedestrians.
That's Paul Ricketts. He'll be at the Swanner Eco Center Thursday evening at 7. Telescopes will be pulled out after his presentation to look at the night sky. I'm Leslie Thatcher, KPCW News.